chapter 3, Mishnah 1, Ketzad Mafrishin Esa Bikurim. Okay, so we're back to Bikurim. So how does one separate Bikurim? Yored Adam Lasoich Sadayu Baroi Ta'ina Shebikra. He goes down into his field and he sees over there growing a ripe fig. Or Eshkol Shebikar, or a ripe cluster of grapes, or Rimon Shebikar, or a ripe pomegranate. Because remember, you only give Bikurim from the seven species. So if he goes down to his field and he sees one of these, of the seven species that are ripe, then what he would do is koisho begemi va'omer. He would tie a little rope around it, a little like piece of string, so that he would mark it off as one of the first fruits, and he would say, Hara'elu bikurim. These are bikurim. These fruits are bikurim. Rabbi Shimon says, Afal pi kain, even though he's done this, chayze v'kara oisam bikurim me'acha shetal shu minakarka. When he takes them, when he detaches them, when he harvests them, he's got to again say, these are bikurim. He's got to again designate it. But the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon. So the way he designates bikurim is he ties a string around it so that later when he comes to harvest it, he can see this is the fruit that was the first fruit, the bikurim, and he verbally designates, let these be my bikurim. That's how he designates his first fruit, his bikurim.